It is January 19th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The Biden White House has arranged for lots of free stuff to be given away, normally the bane of conservatives who think it is vote buying. It may be, but it is life-saving first and foremost. They are giving away N95 masks and COVID-19 testing kits. Caton Financial Markets and Regulation Chair Gary DeWall will participate in the law firm panel discussion on January 25th during the Commodity Markets Council State of the Industry 2022 conference. There's a link for today's newsletter for more information. Bor Stuttgart Group CEO Dr. Matthias Vogel explains the strategy of the group in a YouTube video titled "Our Strategy for 2022. There's a link in today's newsletter for the YouTube video. The Bucharest Stock Exchange, or BVB, is making some records. The BVB reported that the cumulative value of transactions with all types of financial instruments on the regulated market of the Bucharest Stock Exchange exceeded for the first time the threshold of RON 20 billion, the equivalent of over 4 billion euros. The average daily liquidity for all types of financial instruments registered a new maximum, RON 79.4 million or 16.1 million euros. Deutsche Börse announced a partnership with the Guangzhou Futures Exchange, GFEX, to promote the development of emissions trading on so-called carbon markets and thus the green transformation of the Chinese and European markets. Representatives of Deutsche Börse and GFEX signed a letter of intent today. MGX reported its trading results for December and for the full year of 2021 and set an annual record for futures and options volume. Volume was a record 3,873,016 contracts, up 40% from 2020, the highest ever annual total. MIAX, which owns MGX, also set volume records in 2021. Inflation is roaring so much that Germany's 10-year bund yield actually turned positive for the first time since 2019. I am not sure how much more I can take. It is better to be king of the jungle than a hamster when it comes to COVID-19, it turns out. Over 2,000 hamsters now are reported to have been killed/culled in Hong Kong, while in South Africa, there are reports of lions contracting the virus from their human caretakers at a zoo. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. A press release from the Greenwood Project. The Greenwood Project expands high school fintech program with support from Citadel and Citadel Securities. New partnership doubles the number of high school students served by the program, providing critical skills and exposure to opportunities in finance for high-performing Black and Latinx students. The Greenwood Project today announced a new partnership with Citadel and Citadel Securities to significantly expand its summer program for Chicago high school students. With funding from Citadel and Citadel Securities, the Greenwood Project will expand its summer fintech Institute to serve 60 high school students in 2022, primarily from Chicago's South and West Sides. The initiative, launched in 2016 with 5 students in the pilot program, has since served more than 470 Black and Latinx students in Chicago. Over 75% of the program's alumni are working in finance. My comment, Ken Griffin gets some snark here for his real estate deals, but this is a deal that deserves our respect. Thank you, Ken, for making this investment. Here's a press release from the OCC. OCC receives Best Place for Working Parents Dallas designation for second consecutive year. OCC is proud to share that in 2022, for the second year in a row, we have earned the Best Place for Working Parents Dallas designation in recognition of our family-friendly policies and practices. Fostering an inclusive and welcoming environment for working parents is part of OCC's diversity, equity, and inclusion value and ensures OCC continues to attract, retain, and develop talent with a wide range of backgrounds and perspectives. My comment, but if the OCC parents are working from home, where is the place? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Work from home is becoming a permanent part of how jobs are done. Data show we can expect 30% to 40% of workdays to be remote long after the pandemic is over. In the second to last week of December, 42.4% of U.S. workdays were worked from home. That's according to a monthly survey commissioned by a trio of economists studying remote work who couldn't get the answers they needed from government data. It's probably the best measure we have of how entrenched working from home has become since the arrival of COVID-19. I had it at 42.3, so I was close, is my comment. Here's a story from the Associated Press via ABC 11 News. U.S. to let teens drive big rigs and test apprenticeship program to help ease supply chain backlogs. The federal government is moving forward with a plan to let teenagers drive big rigs from state to state in a test program. Currently, truckers who cross state lines must be at least 21 years old, but an apprenticeship program required by Congress to help ease supply chain backlogs would let 18 to 20-year-old truckers drive outside their home states. My comment, they have so much experience driving already virtually with Grand Theft Trucking, why not? Here's a story from ETFstream.com. Regulators must act on exchange's market data monopoly. UK regulators set to investigate market data competition concerns. The Financial Conduct Authority is the latest regulator to launch a consultation in the monopoly exchanges have over market data and the fees they charge broker-dealers and asset managers, a contentious issue that shows no sign of resolution anytime soon. Last week, the UK watchdog announced plans to investigate access to wholesale trading data amid concerns that limited competition may increase costs for investors and, quote, could affect the quality of wholesale data. My comment, piling on the data monopoly bandwagon. Here's the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the press release, Deutsche Börse expands its analytics suite with Eurex Open Interest Insights. Unfortunately, the link led to an error message on the DB website. Again, the correct link to the release is in today's newsletter. We apologize for the bad link. Our number two click story was PFOF is alive and well in Europe by Optiver's Edward Monrad on LinkedIn. And third was John Lothian, that's me, commentary, which was number one yesterday, new non-price-oriented risk to manage COVID and cancer. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg. Wall Street traders muscle into the middle of crypto. It's called decentralized finance, but the established pros still want to cut. From Nick Baker. When Christoffel and Jean Raphaël invented market making in Amsterdam around the 1620s, their job was small in scope. Buy shares of Dutch East India Company, the world's first publicly traded company, from people who wanted to sell and sell to those who wanted to buy. The brothers were the missing link, according to historian and economist Ludwig Bertram, connecting buyers and sellers who happened to be not at the same place at the same time. Four centuries later, the role of market makers hasn't really changed. Whenever there's a financial asset to swap, they find a way to stand in the middle and rake in a little money off the top in exchange for providing traders with the liquidity they need. Here's a press release from Deutsche Börse. Deutsche Börse and Guangzhou Futures Exchange to start cooperation in emissions trading. With EEX Commodity Exchange, Deutsche Börse is actively supporting the development of a derivatives market for emissions trading in China and worldwide. Deutsche Börse has announced a partnership with Guangzhou Futures Exchange, GFEX. Both exchanges want to promote the development of emissions trading on so-called carbon markets and thus the green transformation of the Chinese and European markets. Representatives of Deutsche Börse and GFEX signed a letter of intent today. Both sides will jointly explore opportunities for the development of green financial products and services. An important element of the partnership in the cooperation between the European Energy Exchange, EEX, and GFEX. And finally, here is a press release from Exergy. Exergy announces record sales growth in 2021. Exergy today announced record-breaking sales growth in 2021 and for the quarter ending December 31st. Exergy added 15 new clients in the fourth quarter, delivering 48% growth from the third quarter and 55% revenue booking growth compared to the same period last year. These results are driven by an expanded and integrated portfolio of low latency market data and execution solutions, predictive trading signals, and hardware acceleration technology following the May 2021 merger with Vela Trading Systems. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. We'll be right back.